Okay, let's get the show on the road. Black Cat's Poppy is here with a hello. Hope you're doing good, Black Cat. Hope your night's going well. As you can probably see just from my face, I am just extremely tired and worn out. Wasn't even that necessarily today was like a bad day in that regard. But I did have to go through the lovely process of dealing with what we talked about from yesterday, the shitty fucked up tire in my truck, which, I have sort of this tow coverage deal. I didn't want to like fuck it up any more than it was already fucked up, but the guy came and took a while for the tow truck to get here, which was kind of annoying. But I'm hoping that the tire can be patched, but you never know once the techs look at it. But that got towed away in a flatbed, so that is now at the dealership. But that was just yet more like calling, and I hate calling these places because you're like, hi. It's me, blah blah blah, and they're like, "Oh well, that's from your other dealership, so we don't like." Well, I think pretty sure it was like a thing through GM. Oh well, man, so I'm like, all right, look, I'll just call them. I'll just call them. That's fine. And then they're like, "Oh, takes them 10 minutes to say." 15 minutes after a bunch of bullshit to say, oh, you have the Easy Care package, so just call GM Easy Care. Like, that's all you had to say. I mean, oh, well, let's first look this up. And then, oh, do you have your paperwork? Motherfucker, paperwork? Could send me shit on paper anyway. Who the fuck still does that? The one dealership that I went to was really nice because they would give you like everything on a fucking flash drive. They'd say, like, do you want this printed? Or do you want it just like a flash drive? But like, just give me a flash drive. I don't want all this fucking paper. Like, fucking paper. So, like, anyway, I just had to go through all that bullshit with also trying to get work and everything done. And yeah, I'm just beat. I'm beat. It's kind of a hot day. I'm sore. I'm tired. I'm worn out. But we still must nightcap, at least for a little bit. By the time I got the tow truck thing done, I mean, it was like, you call them, you submit this form. Like, okay, there's a tow truck scheduled. Okay, cool. Estimate's 20 minutes out. Okay, cool. I wait about 20 minutes. You get a text message. Is the tow truck there yet? No. Oh, we'll contact your driver. Contacts the driver. Driver's estimate, it's 20 minutes. And like that just continued basically for like 2.5 fucking hours. So like, I don't know where the hell the guy was at that it took him 2.5 hours to get here, but I was like, I'm not gonna give that guy any static. I don't know. I don't care. I don't fucking whatever. I just fucking sure, whenever he gets here. So, I mean, by the time he got here and got it towed, it was like fucking 4 o'clock, which was also annoying because what I really wanted to do was get out of work and then just go sit and have a cigar and have some of these mocktail drinks and just fucking tune out. But it's just, come on, like. Oh, we want to make sure we're good on our estimate. Has the driver arrived yet? No. We're contacting the driver. The driver's estimate is 30 minutes. Then 30 minutes goes by. Then he calls. I get a phone call. Hi, I'm your tow truck driver. I'm on my way now. Okay. Yeah, it should be about 30 minutes. Okay. And then after 30 minutes, still wasn't there. So I was just like, then again, I was like, I'm done. I have no energy left to fight and yell and scream. Sure, do whatever you gotta do. Black Cat says, Heck yeah, I've been doing the same thing. Ordered a phone because the one I'm on is screwed. I have zero idea why, but somehow they shipped it to an address I haven't lived in for 6 years. Hell. What's up with that? How the fuck do they even get that? And I thought you pseudo recently got a new phone. That one's now fucked up too. King Dinosaur comments that that's every tow truck interaction he's ever had. Frustrating. At least I was here and home and whatever. Like, that was always like, I don't want to say my worst fear, but that's like your vehicle or something gets fucked and stuck, and you're in like Michigan and it's freezing cold in the middle of winter. It's like, okay, well, I hope you don't die before the tow truck gets there. This needs a stir. I don't care. I'm just gonna stir with my fucking finger. Black Cat says, I can't figure that out. Yes, I guess because it costs $70. Used to be $70 would get you some quality. Although I will say this. In terms of expensive stuff, I don't know why, but I got in a went on a rabbit hole on YouTube the other day, and I looked up Ollie Fretter videos. I don't know if you guys had Ollie Fretter. But there was at least a thing in Michigan and the surrounding areas. And so there'd always be these like Twilight Zone, Midnight Madness, Ollie Fretter ads. And so I'm watching these old ads of like local appliance stores. And it's like, here's this, VCR, $325. Like, man, that shit was expensive back then. $325 back then, that was a lot of money. But at least I feel like when you got that stuff, it would last you fucking years. So I don't know. The people I've been talking to could give a crap. I think they're eating when I'm talking to them. You should go,
My reading sounds delicious. I wish I could call and get some food. But the phone doesn't work and you don't give a fuck.
That's what you should say. Actually, last tow truck driver is cool. Give me a ride to the mechanic and another ride out to my parents. Oh, dude, that guy's legit. That's tow truck driver of the year right there. This tow truck driver is actually nice. I mean, who knows? Maybe dispatch fucked it up. But he gets out here and he goes, I recognize this neighborhood. I used to spend a lot of time over on this neighborhood. And he goes, this used to be a really bad neighborhood. This used to be really not a great place. As a matter of fact, I got shot 3 times just right over there down that street. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, we used to have some low riders and cars and shit. And driving down the street kind of close to nighttime. And this guy kind of comes out. He's kind of like waving at me. And I'm like, oh, maybe he's just like, hey, sweet low rider, sweet car. And the guy kind of gets close to the car and he pulls out a gun. And he goes, give me the fucking car. And I was kind of young at the time, so I was like, no, fuck you, I ain't giving you shit. And so the guy started fucking shooting, and he shot him several times, and I think a couple of the bullets hit his brother. He goes, yeah, man, dude, the fuck shot me in the arm, like one of the bullets hit my knee, fucked my knee all up. It was, but I ended up driving to the hospital out over here, and they took care of me, and I'm all right now. He goes, and then what was crazy is a couple months or so after that happened, I'm still sort of healing up. And my friend calls me and goes, dude, turn the TV on. So turn the TV on, and he's like, what's going on? His friend is like, dude, look at this news story. The guy that just got the saying that there's a shooting, that's the guy that shot you. Somebody fucking killed him. So that guy was in some other house over here in this neighborhood, got fucking clapped. And he goes, yeah, apparently he was like some 18-year-old kid or whatever too. But he goes, looks really nice around here now, but man, this used to be pretty rough place. I said, yeah, that's what I've heard. That this around these neighborhoods, there's some pretty bad areas, but they really took strides to clean all this up. So, good for him. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, it was fucking crazy. He goes, and I had a girlfriend at the time who was pregnant. This fucking guy shoots me, and I'm like, oh man. So, dude, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. So he was cool. He was a nice guy. I, again, I'm like, it's dispatch and traffic and whatever. If they had just said, your tow truck may not arrive for 3 hours or whatever, I would have said, fine, then I'll go out and leave and get a drink and do whatever, and I'll fucking come back afterwards. Fucking, you can just text me when he's on his way, and then I'll just come back. So it's kind of a waste of time. So you just go through all that bullshit, make all these fucking phone calls, and schedule all this crap, and waiting around, all that shit. I'm just beat. I'm beat. Yeah, fucking Jesus, right? Like, fucking what the hell? So between that and work and whatever, that was a large portion of my day. I was going to try and go to this PeegeCon thing to meet Dr. Perry Falls and a bunch of these other streamers over in San Francisco, but, or, no, not San Francisco. Not San Diego. Well, whatever. I'm too tired. But I was like, man, I don't know if I can go. If I end up having to buy tires and shit for this, I don't think I can justify spending all this money. So we'll see. It's just kind of disappointing, but what are you going to do? I can't get mad at it anymore. It's just shit that's going to happen. It'll just make you frustrated and get you pissed off. So you might as well not. King Dinosaur says, San Jose? Well, I know the way to San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? La, 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 la. Things are very... Wait, that's not how it goes. Something, something, blah, in San Jose. Sacramento. Sorry, it's not a San anything. Sacramento. I bet Black Cat started dancing around with the San Jose song.
San Jose, I know the way there.
So, given all that bullshit, and given that I may start running out of gas, and this may only be a half episode, if you recall, yesterday, we talked about the good news and the bad news. We did the bad news. So, today we're going to go through the good news, which is I got to do something on Sunday that I think if I hadn't done on Sunday, I might have actually blown my top and had a nervous breakdown or whatever on fucking Monday. But what that was, is a great healing and restorative event that, in my opinion, I don't care how hardened of a badass or whatever you may be, there is no way that you can deny or get away from or in any other way not, that's the word I'm looking for, like even the hardest of the hard will can't deny the adorableness of kitten. So my friend here in Arizona got a new little kitten. The little kitten's name is Luna. And I was like, oh my God, your little kitten is so adorable. And she's like so teeny tiny. So I was like, yeah, well, I'm around on Sunday if you want to come over and like, you know, play with her. I was like, oh my God, yes, please. I need kitten time. I need kitten time, like, yes. So I went over to his apartment and, you know, we just played some video games and talked or whatever. And she was being super sleepy. So initially when she came over, she was doing her little muley, meowy kitten roar sounds. Was sitting on, like, she has this little favorite chair. And, well, she's a kitten, so she's crazy like kittens are crazy. But she's also super nice and cuddly and adorable. So she was initially playing and chasing around shit when we got there, as you can see by that particular picture. But then as we continued to play, it was clear that she also was sort of in the middle of being a sleepy girl. And so... then as I was kind of petting her on this little chair, she got tired, and then you have so sleepy. And while she was sort of sleeping there, she made her little trilling sounds. And then I was telling her, like, I'm going to get your paws. And so I was, like, petting her paws, and she was, like, purring while she was sleeping and doing that little, like, roly-poly move that kittens do. Apparently Moogle's here, but I can't see what he said because it's probably emotes. Yep, he just stopped by with an emote. Moogle87, good to see you, dude. So that is her little sleepy face. And here's another sleepy face picture. So, you know, she was started to get deeper and deeper into her sleep. You can see she's getting, like, the little kitty cat smile because she was just so sleepy. This picture here is, like, my favorite because, like, you got that little kitty cat, like, smile. And I like how she's half upside down and her ear is, like, all flopped. And, of course, she wanted to sleep with her little mouse. So she has this little mouse that she wanted to snuggle with while she was sleeping. So there's that little picture, little kitty cat. And then continued to stretch out with her little mouse. So there, that to me is also just a great picture. Like I say, she's really a little kitten. So, I mean, she's probably, geez, I don't know. She's probably like, it's probably like fucking that big. I mean, it's really, really small. Is that a raptor? No, that is a cat. That is a cat. She reminds me of a cat I had, Spirit. She was Shadow's sister. Believe it or not, I adopted them when they were 12 with those names. Aw, your kitties. Was that the one that you fed the eyeballs to? But yeah, she has a cute little face with, I love her little black smudge, and then I also love that she's got, like, the little white, like, sock splotches on her feet, except for her one paw, which is, like, almost white all the way up past her, you know, almost all the way up to her shoulder. So that leg has, like, a sock. It's like, oh, she's like an 80s cat. She's, like, wearing her little sock arm warmer. But yeah, she was, like, really, really, she was really, really nice. Just absolutely adorable. So there's one more picture showing while she was playing with her mouse being ferocious hunter. Of course, you could see my gnarly hand, which, yeah, I know you don't want to see any of that, but. Oh, that was Cat, my white cat when I was little. See, I can't keep track of all your cats, so you got to help me. I'm going to call that cat. So that's the eyeball cat. And then you had your other two cats. Got it. Moogle, how are you doing, by the way? And so then, after all of that playtime, all that exhausting playtime, and a slight bit of a nap, then it was, of course, time for dinner. So there's her with her teeny tiny little kitten food, making her little crunchy, crunchy sounds. And, of course, she did not like that I was taking her picture while she was eating. So I got this picture. I think it's, like, so funny because of her eyes. Hey, what the fuck you doing? What you doing watching me eat? This ain't no fucking peep show. Just go fucking take your camera and go somewhere else, dude. Oh, yeah, she was purring. Well, she was sleeping on the chair, and I was kind of petting her to sleep. She was purring while she was, you know, like, sleeping, which was super adorable. But yeah, she's still a tiny little baby, so her purring isn't super loud yet. But yeah, she does purr. And she was making air biscuits. So while she was laying there and I was petting her paws, she started doing her little, and then she would do, like, a big paw stretch and then do that, like, rollover move. Super cute. And then last but not least, I've got a little bit of some video. So here you can see some actual kitty cat action.
Get him.
Oh,
ferocious tiger. You're a ferocious tiger.
Meow the Cat stopping in time for actual cat. Meow the Cat is late again, but cat, and yes, cat. Meow the Cat, by the way, is a great streamer and streams a ton. So if you can, stop by and make sure you give Meow the Cat some support and show him some love. I imagine he'll probably be streaming by the time I end my stream, so stop on by. But always good to see Meow the Cat. I feel like I'll replay this one more time just in case anyone missed it. Look at the beginning where she like sticks her little claws out.
Get him. Get him.
I love her tiny little paws. Oh, get him. And you can see that she's got some moons on her little necklace with her little bell. Because she is Luna. So there's her little collar. But absolutely adorable. I don't care. I mean, unless you are absolutely the most heartless piece of shit in the world, I don't know how you could not be like, oh, a kitten, let me play with that kitten. Adorable. And like, again, because she's a kitten, she is a little, I'll say like, doesn't have the best balance. So they're like kind of wobbly and they'll like go chasing a thing and like try to swipe at it, and then they like fall over, and it's so much fun to just watch them play. It's just like, I was like, dude, at this point, it's all the entertainment you need. He goes, dude, I know. He goes, I go to work, and I'm just like, I can't wait to get home and just like fucking play with that kitten. I was like, yeah, dude, I get it. Like, yeah, stops to do. But yeah, he sent me a couple other pictures. There's one where she was like peeking over the side of his bed, which is really funny. It's like there's just this tiny little cat face, but super nice, super cute. So yeah, that was a little bit of some. I feel like that was the mood/spirit adjustment that I needed this weekend. I think if I hadn't had some adorable kitten time, yeah, I might have just fucking snapped and lost it. So cheers and thank goodness for that, right? No, her name is Luna, Luna. Her name is Luna. And that's why she has her little moon and stars collar. Little tuxedo cat with her little 80s arm/leg warmer sock. King Dinosaur says, thanks for sharing. Yeah, I could not share it because after all of the anger and rage and screaming and yelling and everything else from the other day, is like, we at least need something that's like adorable. We need at least some adorableness. Some good news. So I feel like most of the people who come and watch the show would have appreciated some cat. So I am now lucky that I have a friend who is a kitten, then I can go play with kitten. And I was like, if I ever get annoying with how much I'm like, can I just come over and play with Luna? He's like, no, dude, I get it. So cheers to that, to the little creatures in life and the joy that they bring us. What a nice. So the name of the title of the episode is What a Nice. Because we used to do that to our cat Nora. And if you did to her, what a nice kitty, she would immediately do like her little trilling sound and then do this like power side flop on her belly and then roll on her back and do the paw stretch. It's kind of like you say that and then she knows I do this cute move and then I get tummy rubs and chin scratches. Worked every time. There's no way you could resist it. No way you could resist it. Too fucking adorable. So that, for the most part, is just mostly of what I wanted to talk about today. If anybody has anything else they want to talk about, please share it. I am otherwise a large portion brain dead-esque. So we could also go like look at weird shit online or do whatever. I don't know. I had something that was also supposed to have arrived today. I had like just some little essentials and shit. And I was like, oh, I should just put an Amazon order for this real quick. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can deliver delivery today. Of course, the delivery is now fucking late, too. But I'm like, you know what? It's just this week is just going to be one of those weeks. It's all right. I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to fucking let it happen. I'm just going to let it happen. Just gonna let it happen. There's no point in getting pissed off. King Dinosaur's been on allergy medication for 4 days. Been on allergy medicine for like 36 years, so something like that. So, but man, that shit will wipe you out. Talk about just feeling fucking real bizarre. Too much allergy medicine, you get all fucking fucked up. Blackcat says, I'm goofy tired too. Let's look at weird shit. Oh, do I have anything good that's just like cooked up in my little sidebar of favorites? Let me see if I have any other goofy shit that I had like kind of queued up. I usually have some stuff in here in case there's ever like a... Okay, here's something weird. I don't know what this is, but let's just watch it anyway.
This is why Japan is living in the future. I am eating a gum. Gum in Japan comes with papers so you can throw it away easily. Let's enjoy a chewing gum. Sometimes the hole is too small for my hand to enter. I think I will give up. But then I remembered something. We have this special gum bottle to grab a gum easily. The design is very human. Just put some gums in the bottle. You just give it a stroke and it will come out from the hole. It is very easy to use for kids to old people. Now I can't stop stroking. What do you do in your country when you cannot grab a gum?
The design is very human. That's like a Japanese. They put it on like all the... It's like a, you know, whenever you see something. Oh, but the design of this is very human. There's like a whole thread of shit with those, but the design is very human. And I'm like, it's just fucking funny. You know, it's not like, it is intuitive and easy to use. Nope, you got to say it is very human. The design is very human. Let's see. What else do I have in my little box of weird... Oh, here it is. I got it right here. I found it. So we're going to watch this. This is the Design is Very Human compilation.
Sometimes after our...
Come on, Jesus Christ. Fucking
sometimes load. After our feet are stepped on by others, and they don't know. So, I invented this anti-stepping shoe cover. The design is very human. When someone steps on us, he can't leave without giving us an apology. Very easy to use.
Many people are afraid to eat meat for fear of gaining weight. So, I invented this meat fat reduction device. The design is very human. We only need to put the meat on the machine, then start the switch. Let the meat move to reduce their fat, so we don't have to worry about gaining weight by eating meat. Very easy to use.
In the morning we always cannot get up, so I invented this force to get up to assist the bed. The design is very human. Every morning when
Hold on, let me set. I'm gonna size this so that it's more focused on the video so you guys can see this better. Here, I'll blow it up. Do a quick little resize like that. There you go. Blow this up and blow it up. There you go.
It will force us to get up. So that we can wake up early every day. Very easy to use.
This is my newly invented multifunctional bicycle seat.
The design is very human.
The first is the anti-theft system. After locking, others can't ride away. Rain does not affect the use of the seat. It is easy to freeze our ass in winter. So also added seat heating function. If we are tired of riding, can also stop at any time to bake food to eat. Very easy to use. When we go out in high heels, it is easy to twist our feet on uneven surfaces. So, I invented this all-terrain heels. The design is very human. Let my good friend demonstrate. We only need to put the air tank on our back. When we encounter an uneven surface, we only need to push the switch. It can switch to a flat shoe. Press the switch again to switch to high heels. Wear it to run and climb mountains can. Very easy to use.
Very easy to use. When we slap our friends, design is very human.
Our own hands can be very painful. So, I invented this slapping machine. The design is very human. Let me demonstrate. We just need to put the machine in front of our friend, and then make a movement in front of the camera. The machine will imitate us, so that our hands don't feel pain. Very easy to use.
We are easily awakened by nightmares at night. It is difficult to fall asleep again after waking up. So, I invented this soothing bed. The design is very human. When we are awakened by nightmares, it will automatically activate the switch to put us to sleep, and also help us cover up. Very easy to use.
Our boyfriends often look at pretty girls while using their phones. So, I invented this device. The design is very human.
It's very human.
When the camera detects a very pretty girl on the phone, it will automatically activate the switch. Very easy to use.
We are very smelly when we defecate. So, I invented this toilet. The design is very human. Let my good friend demonstrate. We just need to sit on it and then activate the switch. It will separate us from the toilet. So we can't smell the odor when we defecate. Very easy to use.
Very
when
easy
we meet
to
the
use.
Bad guys, always very helpless. So, I invented this self-defense armor. The design is very human. Let me demonstrate. We only need to put it on to go out. When we encounter danger, we can immediately hide in. So the enemy will not be able to do anything to us. We can also activate
Turtle.
The switch to release smoke to confuse the enemy and escape. Very easy to use. We sleep and roll
very
over easily
easy
fall out of bed. So, I invented this bed of drawers. The design is very human. We just need to lie on it, then activate the switch. So we will not fall out of bed.
Honestly,
and it's also
I'd kind of like
inside.
That. I'm not going to lie.
Very easy to use. We are always very bored when we go to the toilet. So, I invented this swing toilet. The design is very human. Let me demonstrate.
Toilet.
When we go to the toilet, we just need to sit on it, and then activate the switch. So we are not bored when we go to the toilet. And regular use can also prevent constipation. Very easy to use. This ordinary mosquito incense burns very slowly. Poor mosquito repellent effect. So, I invented this powerful mosquito repellent aid. The design is very human. We just need to break the mosquito incense into it, then light it and power it on. The smoke of the mosquito incense is very big. Let mosquitoes know where to hide. We no longer have to be afraid of mosquitoes, so we can sleep well. Very easy to use.
When we flick our friend's heads with our fingers, because the force is too small, our friend didn't feel anything and our hands hurt. So, I invented this thick friend aid. The design
thick
is very human.
Aid.
Let my two good friends demonstrate. We just need to wear it on our arm and point it at our friend. Very easy to use.
When we go to a public bathroom to use the toilet, we often encounter people inside for a long time to come out. So, I invented this limited time shared bathroom. The design is very human.
Well, it's
just
very
close
human.
The door and it will count down to 10 seconds. After 10 seconds, it will automatically let the person inside come out. Let my good friend demonstrate. 3, 2, 1.
Ejector seat toilet!
When we women wear skirts in summer, skirt is easy to be blown away by the wind. So, I invented this skirt anti-flying aids. The design is very human. When we go out,
yeah, lots
we
of
only
bathroom.
Need to put the air pump oh. on our back. When there is wind, we only need to activate the switch. So our skirt will be tightened. When the wind has stopped, we just need to start the switch again. The skirt will be back to normal. Very easy to
He's
use.
This whole
to keep our friends from staying in the toilet for too long.
On his fucking
so,
back.
I invented this time toilet. The design is very human. When our friend goes to the toilet, we just need to set the time. When the time is up, if the friend still doesn't come out, it will start automatically. Very easy to use.
Many people can't get out of bed in the morning. So, I invented this early wake-up aid bed. The design is very human.
It's
just
very
lighting
human.
It when you sleep. The next morning it will automatically let us get up. Very easy to use.
Very easy to use. Very easy to use. The design is very human on all of those. On all those inventions. I mean, life-changing. I mean, possibly life-ending. But design is very human. It's very easy to use. Oh, my God. That's pretty fucking great. Not gonna lie. See, I don't think I've got necessarily anything else that's simple and goofy. I feel like that was a pretty good what is this? Oh. Yeah, okay. I got a couple more. We can do this. I got this. This is this guy, apparently his name is Pluffnum. And if you remember, we had those videos like the thing where it's like so-and-so shreds. So this is similar to the shreds episode, except these are a little more musically complex. So, for example, this first one here is the Bee Gees Staying Alive, but it's pitch shifted. Actually, I don't know if I can play these because I might get fucking muted, but we'll see it just for a second. I'll skip ahead and talk about what we're here. Journeys Don't Stop Believing, but it gets progressively worse. Ouch is right. Hey man, this is like what we do when we're in fucking having a Seattle jam session, man. But the time you get to the end of this, it's just such a fucking disaster. And then lastly, this is pretty much how my week has been since last Friday. It's this. In video form. Yep. That about does it. So that's going to do it for another nightcap. Glass is empty. I'm tired. We're all tired. Let's go to bed. As we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. We'll see you again tomorrow night. That's about it. That's all I got. I'm out. I'm done. It's Betty Bye, Sleepy Bye time. So cheers to all out there. Thank you so much to everybody that stopped by, including Black Cat's Poppy, King Dinosaur 69, Moogle 87, Meow the Cat, and was somebody else that was creeping around in here? No, I got Moogle 87. He was the free radical. That was the Moogle. It was the Moog. Thanks for stopping by, Moogle. So I don't even think I'm gonna raid. I think I'm just gonna go to bed. So that's that. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care out there, everybody. Love you. Good night.